Disc 5. Chapter 11. The Fall of Nargoth Rhoms. When 5 years had passed since Turin came to Nargoth Rhond in the spring of the year, there came two elves, and they named themselves Gelmir and Arminas, of the people of Finarfin. And they said that they had an errand to the lord of Nargoth Rhond. Turin now commanded all the forces of Nargoth Rhond, and ruled all matters of war. Indeed, he was become stern and proud, and would order all things as he wished or thought good. They were brought therefore before Turin. But Gelmir said, "It is to Orodreth, Finarfin's son, that we would speak." And when Orodreth came, Gelmir said to him, "Lord, we were of Angrod's people, and we have wandered far since the Nirnaeth, but of late we have dwelt among Círdan's following by the mouths of Sirion. And on a day he called us and bade us go to you, for Ulmo himself, the Lord of Waters, had appeared to him and warned him of great peril that draws near to Nargoth Rhond." But Orodreth was wary, and he answered, "Why then do you come hither out of the north? Or perhaps you had other errands also?" And Arminas said, "Yes, lord. Ever since the Nirnaeth I have sought for the hidden kingdom of Turgon, and I have found it not. And in this search I fear now that I have delayed our errand hither over long. For Círdan sent us along the coast by ship for secrecy and speed, and we were put ashore in Drengist. But among the sea folk were some that came south in past years as messengers from Turgon, and it seemed to me, from their guarded speech, that maybe Turgon dwells still in the north, and not in the south, as most believe. But we have found neither sign nor rumour of what we sought." "Why do you seek Turgon?" said Orodreth. "Because it is said that his kingdom shall stand longest against Morgoth," answered Arminas. And these words seemed to Orodreth ill-omened, and he was displeased. "Then tarry not in Nargoth Rhond," said he, "for here you will hear no news of Turgon, and I need none to teach me that Nargoth Rhond stands in peril." "Be not angered, lord," said Gelmir, "if we answer your questions with truth, and our wandering from the straight path hither has not been fruitless, for we have passed beyond the reach of your furthest scouts. We have traversed Dor Lomin and all the lands under the eaves of Ered Wethrin, and we have explored the pass of Sirion, spying out the ways of the enemy. There is a great gathering of orcs and evil creatures in those regions, and a host is mustering about Sauron's isle." "I know it," said Turin. "Your news is stale. If the message of Círdan was to any purpose, it should have come sooner."
"At least, lord, you shall hear the message now," said Gelmir to Orodreth.
"Hear, then, the words of the Lord of Waters." Thus he spoke to Círdan. "The evil of the north has defiled the springs of Sirion, and my power withdraws from the fingers of the flowing waters. But a worse thing is yet to come forth. Say, therefore, to the Lord of Nargoth Rhond, shut the doors of the fortress, and go not abroad. Cast the stones of your pride into the loud river, that the creeping evil may not find the gate."